Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
This program contains dramatizations of real events. Some names and timelines have been changed. Listener discretion is advised.
When chemistry is undeniable.
Mind if I get your number?
Sure.
She had a big crush on him.
Good judgment sometimes falls away. And desire can ignite devastating consequences.
Wait, don't leave me here!
It was so cold. No emotions. No remorse.
Along the back roads of northeastern Florida, miles of secluded woods offer outdoor enthusiasts a haven from the buzzing streets of nearby Jacksonville.
Middleburg, Florida is very safe. It's a lot of farms, a lot of dirt roads. It's a very, very rural area.
23-year-old J.C. McWilliams is more interested in the hustle and bustle of city life.
Oh, yeah, employee of the month.
Yeah.
The hardworking college student has recently scored a customer service job at a local car dealership, where already she stands out as a star performer.
That's a great color on you.
Thanks. I'm just glad they don't make me wear a uniform.
JC and I met when I was about 12 years old in Massachusetts. JC was very shy at first. But once you got to know her, she was so fun-loving and free-spirited. Her and I clicked right away.
Oh my God, do you remember that ugly polo shirt I had to wear at my last job?
Yeah.
When I left, I seriously thought about burning it.
When she moved away to Jacksonville, we were miles and miles and miles away from each other, but still so very close. And I came down to visit her.
How do I look?
Like $1 million.
Yeah, well, must be some really good makeup then.
JC was kind of in a low, I guess you could say. She had the job at the dealership. She had one boyfriend that she lived with, but the boyfriend broke up with her. She ended up moving back in with her parents. She was upset about it.
So, are you hungry?
Both Melissa and JC's parents do their best to help her through her heartbreak.
Hey, let's get pedicures after work.
That doesn't sound like fun to me.
You know what? Let's not get pedicures. Let's go out because it's my last night in town.
I don't know. I have to get up early for work tomorrow. And I just don't feel like that's a good idea.
Sweetheart, I know that this breakup was hard on you, but you're young and you're beautiful. And you two need to go out and have a good time. Come on.
Because she had just broke up with her boyfriend, I was trying to build confidence in her. I said, someday someone's going to recognize you, those good qualities you have.
We will have a blast. I promise.
If you girls do make it out tonight, just be safe, okay?
God, I'm not a little kid anymore. Get out of my food.
I love you. Bye, honey.
Too. Bye, Dad.
As hard as it's been with her personal life, professionally, things could not be better for JC.
Okay, Mr. and Mrs. Hernandez. Here's a copy of your loan agreement if you want to take a second to review it.
JC told me that she got that job at the car dealership and it was a better job than she's ever had. She's always worked at like grocery stores and stuff like that. So working at a car dealership was a step up for her.
Well, congratulations. You are now the proud owners of a new car.
Thank you for your help. You've really made this experience very easy for us.
No, thank you, guys. And you know what? If you need anything, please don't hesitate to come see me or call, okay?
Sure. Thanks again.
JC was just always taking care of people, always helping people. That was like her goal in life, is to help people. That's just how she was.
Well, 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 look at you. Now I see why you got Employee of the Month.
Yeah, well, thanks to you. I really appreciate you training me, Sam.
It's my pleasure.
JC really enjoyed the people she worked with. She was fitting in well.
Hey, listen, my friend Melissa's in town, and we're going out tonight. You want to come?
Oh, sure. Yeah, what do you have in mind?
I don't know, but I'm sure we'll find some kind of trouble to get into, so.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Okay.
Count me in.
Can't wait. See you later.
There was a young man that worked at the dealership, and they became very close friends, but JC wasn't dating anybody.
That night, JC lets loose with her friends at a local bar. Still, she can't shake her woes completely.
Oh, awesome shot! Where's the victory dance? You okay? You seem kind of quiet tonight.
Breakup sucks, Sam, in case you didn't know.
I know, I need to get over it. I guess I just miss having someone, you know?
I know. Oh my God, get a room. You know what we need? We need more drinks.
Give me two.
I think JC, just like any typical girl, they look for a relationship. They look to be cared for by someone.
Hey, don't be upset. I mean, you're awesome. Any guy would kill to be with you. I know I would.
It's okay, Sam. You don't have to try and make me feel better.
No, I mean it. I really do. I mean, you're kind, you're funny, you're beautiful.
Okay. Enough.
You know, I've actually been meaning to ask you. I know we haven't known each other for very long and we work together, but I was thinking that maybe we could... Hello.
You wanna play?
Sure. Yeah, just give me a second to get set up here.
Am I gonna borrow this? Appreciate it, man.
I'll just be at the bar.
So what's your name?
Oh, JC.
How do you do, JC? I'm David.
Hi. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Here you go. All set to win now.
Thanks.
And who are you?
I'm your new opponent. Mm. Watch out. I think JC means a winning combination.
Okay.
JC seemed very excited having met David Martin. He's good looking. He was something different. I think JC liked, you know, the long hair and the rebel in him. He was the bad boy.
As the night goes on, it looks like David might be the remedy to JC's breakup blues.
David, at that time, befriended JC. They struck up a conversation and played partners on the pool table. With him, there was no connection. He wasn't a friend of a friend. It's like he fell out of the sky.
So what do you do when you're not beating people at pool?
Mostly outdoor stuff, like hiking, camping, stuff like that.
JC loved the outdoors. She loved nature, the animals, the trees, the fresh air. Everything about it, she loved it.
That's cool. Most girls really think that's, like, crazy. Like, they're way too prissy for that. Drives me crazy, kind of.
Yeah, well, I'm a little weird, so.
I understand.
You know, hey, JC. So, hey, you're working tomorrow, right? 8:30?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could give you a ride if you want.
Well...
That's cool. You know, I gotta go too, so it's all right.
Okay.
Hey, Jace, mind if I get your number?
Sure.
All right.
I knew that she really liked him. She had a big crush on him.
Promise you'll hear from me soon.
Yeah. JC felt great. I think she felt wanted.
Ready?
Yeah, let's go.
See, I told you it would be a good night.
It seemed like a new start for JC.
Shut up.
It wasn't that great.
But that didn't last very long.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.
After a bad breakup, 23-year-old JC McWilliams is drawn in by a new man, 21-year-old David Martin.
Hey, what's up?
Hey.
We talked at least once a week on the phone. She met David Martin. She seemed to be really happy again.
Is that what you're planning on wearing to the movie, or?
No, actually about that, I can't go. Because my laundry is piled up like a mountain right now.
I can help you with that if you want.
You serious?
Yeah, definitely.
JC was just always the type of person that would do stuff to help other people. So she showed him how to do his laundry. She felt needed by David Martin, and that's what she liked.
So you doing anything this summer?
Not really. Melissa and I were planning on going camping up at Jenny Springs one weekend, but I'm not sure it's going to work out.
Jenny Springs, it's all right, but I think I know a place that you'll really love. It's outside of Tampa. It's sand, snorkeling, all that stuff.
Sounds great.
Yeah. I used to go with my girlfriend, my ex-girlfriend.
David Martin was born and raised in Middleburg, Florida, and he eventually moved to Jacksonville. David Martin had a girlfriend in Tampa, Florida, that used to live in Jacksonville. It wasn't a long relationship.
I'm sorry. Was it recent, or?
I just couldn't take it anymore. Crystal, she literally made everything about her. And like the opposite of you.
I mean, I totally get it. I just went through a breakup too, and he was very...
Damn it! I'm sorry, I just got a text about work.
David was more or less kind of like a fix-it guy. He repaired things for people, and he worked odd jobs.
My car's in the shop right now, so if I don't go to work, I don't get paid. I literally don't know what I'm going to do right now.
Do you want to borrow my car?
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
No big deal. Let me grab my keys. Sorry. Yeah,
thank you. I mean, I don't even know what I would do without you.
They were starting to bond and really become good friends, and that made JC happy. I think JC just thought eventually they would start dating.
There you go.
I'm only going to be gone for a few hours, so feel free to just stick around. I got plenty of food in the fridge. Just make yourself at home. I'm going. Do you mind throwing my towels in the wash?
Yeah, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I owe you one.
Okay. See you later.
Tracy remains at the house for hours, and still there's no sign of David or her car.
Hey, Sam. Is everything okay?
Yeah. I just wanted to call and say hi. You know, I feel like I just never get a chance to talk at work anymore. You know, I stopped by your desk today, but, I mean, you weren't even there, so... Starting to feel like you're avoiding me or something, right? You wouldn't do that.
Oh, I actually gotta go. I'm sorry. Bye.
JC, this is Dale, my roommate. Dale, this is JC.
Yeah. Look, tell your new girlfriend or whatever here not to lock my door. Nothing worth robbing here anyways.
Did I do something wrong?
No, you're fine. That's just my roommate. He's okay. Is that spaghetti for me?
Yeah.
Oh my God, amazing.
Weeks into their new friendship, JC's attachment to David doesn't go unnoticed.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, sweetie.
How about spaghetti for dinner?
Actually, I'm going out tonight anyway, so you don't have to worry about me, so.
You've been out almost every night this week. Is there something you want to talk to us about?
I may have met someone. His name is David.
When I asked JC about David, she just kept saying that he was just a friend and that she was just helping him.
So I want to meet this guy. Seems like you're spending a whole lot of time with him.
Yeah, I know. He will. I promise. But I actually got to get going.
Okay. I love you.
Love you too. Do one of you want to give me a ride to work today?
What's wrong with your car?
Nothing. It's just, I lent it to David. Don't freak out.
JC, okay. I will freak out. You let someone you hardly know borrow your car? You just got that car.
It's fine, I promise. It's just temporary until it gets out of the shop. It's not a big deal.
I used to get after her and tell her that someday, being too generous, if she wasn't careful, you know, something could happen to her one day.
JC is starting to wonder if she and David will ever be more than friends.
Hey. No, oh my God, I have so much to talk to you about. We've been hanging out a lot and flirting, but I don't know. No, it's been like 2 weeks and I still can't tell if he likes me or if he likes me, you know?
Her and I had that conversation. She really liked him, and she was hoping they were going to be dating soon.
Guys always run hot and cold. You should make him work for it more. I mean, let him chase you. If he really wants you, he'll let you know.
Oh, It's him. Hang on.
Hey, JC, you know, I was kind of about to say that I...
Yeah, no. Yeah, no, he wants to know if I'm free tomorrow. Yeah. Well, he said he's planning something special, so...
JC was honestly excited. Like, wow, this guy I like wants to take me somewhere special. I was happy for JC. I was happy that she was happy.
The following evening, JC gets ready for what she hopes will be a night to remember.
Hello.
Hey.
I like that dress.
Thanks. Thank you. What's all that for?
Oh, that's for later.
Oh. Okay.
I don't think JC ever thought that something like this could happen to her. I don't think anybody thinks that anything like this could ever happen to them. But the reality is that you never know.
JC McWilliams is excited to see the surprise her 21-year-old crush David Martin has promised her.
Thank you.
Yeah, said you like hiking, so
probably should have asked what to wear.
David had told her he had wanted to take her out on a special date. They had drove to the south point of Clay County, which is the Jennings State Forest. There is trails, there's places to ride horses, so you have people kayaking or fishing, but it's just a wide open area, thousands of acres.
You coming or what?
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, you look fine.
I can just picture her taking it all in. Because that's what she had always wanted, was this really great relationship. And she was hoping he was the guy for her.
But David's mind doesn't seem to be focused on JC.
So, I told the guy, like, you're gonna need an electrician for that. And, he just wouldn't listen.
Sounds frustrating. So, what else did you want to do tonight?
I don't know. Guess I hadn't got that far yet.
Are you hungry? We could grab dinner. Or you don't, I mean, we don't have to if you don't want to.
JC and David make their way deeper into the woods.
So I figured we could just watch the sunset here.
Yeah.
Beautiful spot.
It's peaceful.
I've came here a few times. Kids, man. Hey, what's up? Got these two little lovebirds. That's your girlfriend? It's pretty cute, man. You kids need to go back where you came from. Hey, what's up, man?
David, stop. Guys! David! David, stop! David! David, stop! David, come on, stop. Just go. Come on.
Yeah, keep walking.
Ignore them. Ignore them. Go.
Keep walking. Listen to your girl.
What jerks, right? Well, come on. Don't let some dumb kids bother you.
Should kick their ass is what I should have done.
Yeah, but I mean, look, it's a beautiful night.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. It's just, I really want us to go somewhere we can talk, alone.
It's still not too late to have fun, right?
Right. Come on, I know somewhere we can go.
Okay.
Back at the McWilliams house, JC's parents are settling in for the night.
Did you call or anything?
You can't expect her to keep checking in.
I just miss her.
My husband told me not to worry about it. She was a big girl, but I hadn't heard from her after work. There's just something that just didn't sit right with me.
I'm gonna give her a call. Just make sure she's had dinner.
She's an adult, she can feed herself.
So what I did was I gave her a call to find out what time she was gonna be home.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, JC, where are you?
She told me that she was in Jennings State Forest, getting ready to come back to Jacksonville.
Yeah, I know, I'm sorry, I forgot. No, it's not raining.
And I said, well, be careful because the roads are wet. And she said, not a problem because my friend is driving. And so I asked her, who is the one that's driving? And she goes, well, it's David.
Yeah, David's with me and we're about to leave the park now. Okay, all right, well, I'll talk to you tomorrow, okay? All right, love you, bye.
So I didn't wait up or anything like that for her at the time. I just went to bed.
Hey, let's go. Come on, yeah, let's get out of here.
Miles from the park, JC and David arrive at the end of John Cemetery Road.
John Cemetery Road is a paved two-lane road. It dead ends into a rural area. It's very secluded, and there's a retention pond in that area, and he wanted to show her this pond. So they park just before the pond, and they get out.
Maybe we should go back to your house.
Yeah, and hang out with Dale? Nah, we're okay here. Nobody's gonna bother us here. What you got that for? Are you gonna go shopping out here?
The next time I heard about what happened to JC.
Yeah, you don't need that stuff. Come on, let's go.
It was from the newspaper.
It's cool out here.
Yeah.
It's so quiet.
It's just so dark.
JC McWilliams is all alone in the woods with the man of her dreams. In the dark, in the middle of nowhere, she can only hope romance is around the corner.
David told her he wanted to show her one more place in Clay County, which was the dead end of John Cemetery Road. It's a full moon night, and they're talking.
Yeah, this is a good spot. You just lay this blanket out here, and we'll be good to go.
Okay. Yeah. There we go. Yes, it is.
Yeah. This is nice. It's easy to get lost in your head out here, you know? I want to talk to you about something. Yeah. You're amazing, Jason. You're like the only person I can count on. I mean it. Everything you do for me means so much. I've never met a girl like you before.
I think you're pretty amazing, too.
I think she felt like the relationship was progressing. She was infatuated with him. And I think she wanted more.
I want to go to Tampa.
Tampa? When?
Like tomorrow.
I'd have to see if I can get off work, but...
Why?
Well, I don't think they like it if we just leave short notice like this. I think policy's usually 2 weeks, but I think I'd probably get Sam to cover.
I want to go alone. I want to go to Tampa alone.
Wait, you want to go to camping alone?
No, not camping. I want to go see Crystal.
David Martin had a girlfriend, and she was in Tampa, and he wanted to go see her.
I figured if I could borrow your car, that would help me so much.
I thought you broke up with her.
Well, I did, but, you know, I figured if I went down there, you know, talked to her face-to-face, maybe we could, like, work some of this out.
I think JC would have been mad. She would have probably cried and been upset with him.
No.
I don't understand. I mean, what?
No way. Forget it. If you want to go to Tampa, you're on your own.
I think in her heart, she saw the potential for a relationship. And for him, I think he saw the potential of whatever he could get. He had no intention to have a relationship with her. Use JC for her vehicle.
Why are you being such a bitch about this?
Did you just call me a bitch?
Look. Just calm down.
Give me my keys.
Just calm down. Look, I got a surprise for you in the car. Let me just go grab that, all right?
So he walks to the vehicle.
Wait, don't leave me here! Hey! At least give me the flashlight! David! Come back here!
She didn't know where she was at. When I talked to her that night, she was supposed to be on her way back to Jacksonville. In actuality, he was taking her in the opposite direction.
David? David!
As JC struggles to find her way out of the woods, someone decides to check in on her.
Her cell phone was nowhere near her. It was inside her vehicle. Eventually, JC walked back to the vehicle. It was still there.
Oh, thank God. David!
But David was missing.
The next morning, friends and family are anxious to hear from JC, but she's not answering their calls.
I kept calling her phone and calling her phone, and, you know, it would go to voicemail.
Hey, Melissa, it's Christine. You haven't heard from JC, have you?
Her cell phone charger was at the house, so I didn't know if maybe her phone had died. There was no signs of her car anywhere. I didn't know what had happened, other than the fact that she had not come home.
Okay, thank you. No, nothing.
Hey, I'm sure she just went straight to work and just didn't look at her phone.
I hope so.
Yeah.
It's just so unlike her. I'm gonna go to the dealership.
I'll stay here in case she calls.
When I got there, she wasn't at her desk.
Hi, how may I help you?
Oh, hi. I'm looking for JC. I'm her mother, Christine.
Oh, Miss McWilliams. Nice to finally meet you. I'm a good friend of JC's. Sam Jackson.
Nice to meet you. Would you just let her know that I'm here, please?
You know, JC hasn't come into work today.
When I talked to the people at her workplace and said, no, we haven't heard from her at all. And she always wanted to make sure that she called in if she was going to be late. They even were kind of worried as well. I stopped in at the sheriff's office. I was told because she was an adult, there's nothing they could do. I would have to wait 72 hours. I didn't have good feelings.
Five days after anyone last spoke to J.C. McWilliams, her family is desperate for answers.
Detective West.
With the uncertainty of J.C. being missing, we went back to the police again, trying to get them to try to do something.
Okay. When was the last time anybody heard from her?
The Jacksonville Sheriff's Office had obtained her cell phone records. The last call, which was from her mother, placed her cell phone in Clay County. And then we began our investigation from there.
Yeah, I'm on it. I'll head over there now. Thanks.
The McWilliams were holding out hope. They believed that she would come home. They would believe we would find her. And we reassured them that absolutely we were looking for JC. We did have a team go to Jennings State Forest and search that area. The cell phone records only show where the phone connected with the tower. So we're talking a broad area at that time.
There's a lot of ground to cover. I'm thinking we should call in another canine unit. Those two are only going to make it so far.
The McWilliams had provided police with the name David. We took J.C. McWilliams' phone records and then we cross-referenced each number, and we were able to come up with his phone records, and which gave us the name David Martin.
West. Really, where? Yeah, we'll be there tonight. Thanks. That was Tampa PD. They have JC's car.
David was arrested for shoplifting, and he had JC's car.
Detectives turn to the man they believe holds all the answers.
He knows. I just got to get it out of him.
In the beginning of the interview, he wasn't giving us anything other than the fact he knew her and that the last time he had seen her was in Jacksonville.
So you're driving there?
Yeah, I'm driving.
Okay.
Because what we did is, after I dropped off at the front of the neighborhood,
okay,
because she's letting me use her car to come down here and see my fiance.
Okay.
Which I paid her money to do that, you know, so, to use her car. Make sure she said she had a way to work, everything, so everything was supposed to be good.
Okay.
And I left there, and I headed down here.
And of course, we told him, well, that's not possible, because her cell phone, the last place it pinged was in Clay County, which is nowhere near her home, and she was not there. So we knew at that point he was lying. We knew that he knew where she was at. He thought, you know, that we would just take those answers and leave, and of course we weren't going to.
You need to help yourself. We need to help her family. We need to get some answers. Okay? It's that simple. Okay? There's a lot of stuff that's mounting against you. You said so yourself. The picture doesn't look that good.
Oh, I know.
Okay. Best thing that David can do for David is to help us find her. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hours into his interrogation, David finally breaks.
You want to tell me what happened?
I just freaked out. I remember everything that happened.
Is it true about just wanting the car?
Yeah.
The crying that he had done during the interview, it wasn't because he was remorseful for what he had done. It was strictly because he was caught.
At one point, did you get the hammer? Did you just go get out of the car and come back, or did you have it on in your van.
Got out of the car.
David admitted that he had walked back to the vehicle and that he had picked up the hammer. And he admitted that he had struck her in the head.
So you hit her in the head? I guess.
Do you think? I hear the one time. All I remember I actually swung the hammer.
Okay.
And I seen her fall.
Okay.
And then the next thing, I mean, it was like a blur.
Okay.
The next thing I can actually remember is dragging her over to the bushes.
David Martin's confession was really was bone chilling. The violence that he spoke of was just it was so cold. He didn't care. He didn't care he had taken a human life. All he cared about was himself.
David draws a map for police, which leads them to JC's body.
I got a call from my husband to tell me to come home. There was something in his voice. It was a different voice. And I knew something was wrong.
I'll make the call.
And as I pulled into the road going down to where we lived, I saw an unmarked vehicle there and two men in suits waiting outside. I said, I know who you are. I want to know if my daughter's all right. And they said, no, she's not all right. At that point, I lost it.
David Martin is charged with the first-degree murder of J.C. McWilliams. He's also indicted on armed robbery charges for stealing her car. A jury finds him guilty on both counts. And on December 4th, 2009, he is sentenced to death. He currently sits on Florida's death row.
What kind of man can just kill a young, beautiful 23-year-old girl with a hammer and smash her skull into 37 pieces for a car that was worth $300?
In the wake of her senseless death, JC's loved ones do their best to move on.
Forrest tried to remember JC. Little things I find keep me close to her. She likes butterflies. I wear some butterflies. She was our daughter. We miss that smile, the personality that she had. We lost a part of our family that's just not there no more. When you miss an entity of a family, you miss a lot.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.